News from Reuters, 2023-05-14/, Philippines places buoys in parts of S.China Sea to assert sovereignty. The Philippines has placed navigational buoys within its exclusive economic zone, EEZ, to assert sovereignty over the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea, a Coast Guard spokesperson said on Sunday. The step comes amid China's increasingly aggressive actions in the South China Sea as Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. pursues warmer ties with treaty ally the United States. The Philippine Coast Guard, PCG, said it set up 5 buoys carrying the national flag from May 10 to 12 in 5 areas within the 200-mile, 322 km, zone, including the Huitzon Reef, where hundreds of Chinese maritime vessels moored in 2021. This move highlights the Philippines' unwavering resolve to protect its maritime borders and resources and contribute to the safety of maritime trade, Commodore J. Terrila, the Coast Guard spokesperson on South China Sea issues, said on Twitter. China's embassy in Manila did not immediately respond to a request for comment. In May 2022, the Coast Guard installed 5 navigational buoys on 4 islands in the Spratlys. China's claim of sovereignty over almost the entire South China Sea was invalidated by an international arbitration ruling in 2016. Brunei, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Vietnam also have claims in the Spratlys, where China has dredged sand to build islands on reefs, and equipped them with missiles and runways. Beijing has for years deployed hundreds of Coast Guard and fishing vessels in disputed areas. The Philippines has placed navigational buoys within its exclusive economic zone, EEZ, to assert sovereignty over the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea, a Coast Guard spokesperson said on Sunday. Web, Philippines places buoys in parts of S.China Sea to assert sovereignty, updated underscore time, 2023-05-14T06:11:44.142Z, published underscore time.